Uzwile insizwa amabhenqe khuphuka noshuni lapha engomeni?
Ya, ngizwile usho lengoma entsha ekhuluma ngeCorona.
Hey!
Ayiwena. Cabanga ingoma eqoshisayo kodwa imnandi. Wakwayizwa kule nto le. Ya.
Yebo yena bakhuluma indaba kamahala hayi mabengashaya imali hayi kodwa phela hayi ngoba
bathi ingoma yamahala.
Eh baya download abantu ya download amabhenqe lapha. Usunyaka njalo unyaka nonyaka unyaka amabhenqe.
Angithi phela kulesi sikhathi sibhekene naso kubalekile ukuthi singasisebenzisi njengethuba
lokwakha
imali. So ngibashayela ihlombe kakhulu ke lapho mangabe nje ukuthi impela siyithola mahala le ngoma.
Ya, ngingakunika nawe.
Into enhle le. Hawu ngiyabonga ngiyabonga yazi.
Thank you. Ngiyakuthanda. Ngiyakuthanda. Sakhe libhubhe libizwe ngidukjela sengendlu.
Ngiyakuthanda ku WhatsApp.
Ngokuthumelela ku WhatsApp.
All right.
Ngiyawudlala ku WhatsApp.
Ngiyawudlala ku WhatsApp.
Ubuhle kanje. Bye bye. Ebuya manje samke ngo 10 o'clock because the FM noma indaba ke zokugcina zosuku. Asikabe sakude kakhulu. Angidlule ngalabo bese siyangena ke. Ngiyacela njengamanje ithola ukuthi ngicela uboleke izingane ilayito ngoba sezongena ke eclassini leli hora lonke nje sobe sesenza ke economics khona la ku Cause FM nginike ithuba lokuthi uma ukuthi niyahlangana ko WhatsApp niyabadlala ni class noma ku uthisha tshela kabafundi bakho ke be economics ukuthi ke sesigene eclassini njengamanje babe besondela ke ema secondi nambala sobe sesiqala ke economics
ilungelo lakho
malinga phazamisi elana
FM60 Mlaleli wokhozi FM ngenxa igciwane leCorona esiliba ngekuvalelwa komphakathi ezindlini izinsuku ezingamashumi amabili nanye izinhlelo zokhozi FM nazo zizoba nezinguquko kusukela ngomhlaka 30 kuNdasa umdlalo womoya wantambama buchitheka bugayiwe ngeke ube khona kodwa sizokwethulela izinhlelo zikamatikuletsheni ngalokhu ukhozi FM luhlonze ukweseka abafundi ngalenkathi yokuvala kwezikole ngenxa yobhubhane iCovid-19
Uma ukudla kwenziwe ngothando nerama phakathi kuvele kube mnandi kakhulu futhi uzwa usunambitha uthando ingakho sithungatha imizansi yonke sifunana nokudla okwenziwe ngothando sitshele ukuthi ngubani ngakino wenza ukudla okumnandi nokunothando phakathi ungazizokwinela u5000 rand
ungaphuthelo isisonke drive ngaleli sonto ngoba uzosisiza sithole ukudla okumnandi nokwenziwe ngothando angazizokwinela 5000 rand ngezilokotho zakwa Rama
Rama siswele uthando
Umnyango wezobuciko namasiko unenhloso ngqangi yokugqugquzela ukuthuthukisa kanye nokwakha isizwe. Lokhu kubonakala kuzo zonke izinhlelo zomnyango ezahlukene selokhu izwe labuswa ngentando yeningi. Ezemidlalo, ukugcinwa kwamasiko kanye nokugcina amafa esizwe esinokuzigqaja. Umnyango wenza umsebenzi wezosiko mpilo ngohlelo uMzansi Golden Economy Strategy olukhokhela ezobuciko. #asikhulise iningizimu Afrika sonke. Lo myalezo niwethulelwa umnyango wezobuciko namasiko kuzwelonke.
Kazi FM isikhatsi silishumi kimsuzu emveni kwehora lesisha kalolunye 10 minutes after 9 asingabe saka kude kakhulu I'm sure ke njengesicelo sami siniye nayo icela ke ingane ngikhumbuze kulezi inhlelo lezi zokufunda nomnyango weze mfundo kwaZulu Natal othe wayihlanganisa no SABC Education no Cause bakuthi phinde bekho na phakathi neosuku lalela ngama timetable ngizowe ngikuphindele mhlawumbe sesiqedile ukuthi uthola ngasikhathi sini uzukwazi ukuthi ingane zethu zibe ready for zona angibingeleleke uthisha unene uphuma lapha na ke esithabile high school ngomjalo ke no mem uMajosi uphuma emachobeni ngikuthwele this first uMajosi sikubingelele somukele kukhosi
hayi ngiyabingelela kakhulu kusikhondla khona lasomsakazo nabalaleli bonke emakhaya nawe umsakaze ngimthanda kakhulu
hawu siyabonga senjwa
I guess bingelele Putsipho owakambatha ufasibizana ngamagama aqondela hayi lawo tephezi kancane kusikhondla khondla somsakazo uKhozi FM sesifikile sikalelekile phakathi
khona wakrossayo ngiyakukhumbuza ngibusebenza wedwa ngale term kaDisemba awufuthi umhlawulisa
babalela uyigwa
ayisebuyile umazima ngibuye ngempela ngibuye ngenkani
bakwethu cha asingabe sasichitha isikhathi akuzindedeleke ke nithathe izingane
siyabonga kakhulu bathi abami siyanibingelela ngokukhulu kuzithoba nene
ake ngibingelele nami ngizonika wena ke ube siyaqala kethwa ke ladies first usithatha ku section yokuqala siphuthume nje ukuze sikwazi ukuthi ke sibambe abafundi emakhaya
bafundi esibathandayo siku term 2 sibuka the dynamics of market sithe namhlanje ke ngalesikhathi asiqaleni sibuke i perfect market right kwi perfect market at times sizithola sithi ke it's a perfect competition now for market to determine ama prices there should be a competitive situation A market is perfectly competitive when there is no excessive control or a market power exercised by any of the participants, neither buyers nor sellers. Now, buyers are not pressured to pay high prices, and sellers receive a good enough price to stay in a business, like with perfect competition. Angithi nizokhumbula ke njoba sase participants umqondo wakho usuyabuya ukuthi ke uyakhumbula ukuthi ku secular flow we introduce you into participants that are found in the economy. Now we are trying to come closer home and we are saying let's look at perfect competition. Also we are touching base ukuthi ke ama participants akufanele exercise any excessive power between the two, but in particular manje sizo concentrate kwi buyer and a seller. Now, if buyers were able to exert pressure on sellers, they will be able to force prices down. Remember the law of supply and demand. Now, in particular, ama buyers ahlale efuna ama prices ukuthi abe phansi. So if they are given an opportunity ukuthi aphoqe ukuthi ama prices awayehle, ayokwenza njalo vele. So ingakho sithi ke if ama buyers ezoba ne pressure enkulu abe nama powers amakhulu, they will go for ukuthi ama prices they should go down. And then that will be a problem because for the economy, because there will be no new sellers who will be attracted to enter the market if prices are too low. So sellers also do not have to have excessive power with perfect markets because they face a lot of competition from other businesses, and therefore they try to sell as much as possible at the price that is determined by the market. The prices in this situation will be determined by the market. These forces of demand and supply. But again, for us to say, okay, this is a perfect market. See, it characterizes isn't a tile. Kushuti, kuba nezinto ezithile sizoyibona nene ekuyizona ezokwenza ukuthi sithi okay, le market esikuyona, it can be called a perfect market. Iziphi lezi zinto? These are the characteristics of the perfect market. Now, a perfect market are mainly a theoretical concept. Ngiyangisho njalo nene ngithi uyazi i perfect market, it's more of a theoretical concept. It's not easy to find in a real world economy. But however, many sectors, there are certain sectors like your agriculture, like your restaurants industry that come too close. They are very close into meeting these requirements of a perfect market. But as Pumege Lab, I see enigma characteristics.
Just include to Salapo, ukuze kube khona a clear understanding, kubafundi, a stock exchange, and then the foreign exchange market. What about my ideal situation? Your best man is in my anger. Try legit.
Super. Asambeni ke batabam. Now, uma sithi ene, sifuna ukubona ukuthi inhlobo yini yemarket le, these are the characteristics esiwabonayo. Batabam, ningakhohlwa njalo ukuthi ukuze uzokwazi ukuphila, uphilise into iconcept, fanele kube ukuthi izinto ezakha leyo nto okhuluma ngayo ziba semqondweni wakho. Okokuqala nje, for us to say this is a perfect market, fanele kube ukuthi there are large number of buyers and large number of sellers. So there must be many sellers who are selling the same products. Okay. Also, there must be many buyers who are looking to pay the market price. So therefore, necessity, okay, this is a perfect market. That's the first characteristic. I angiwa busy in a certain format. Ngizowa ubanje, ngoba yikinto ethi akube iorder. As long as wazi iloko kubalulekile. So la, bamba nje ukuthi there are a large number of buyers kule market, there are a large number of sellers in this market. Also, a product in this market is homogeneous. It's identical. Yabona ama identical twins. Awukwazi ukwahlukanisa.
They are uniform.
They are just uniform.
They are the same.
They are exactly the same. Ayikho into ebahlukanisayo. So products in this market are identical. So they are identical. So there is no reason for buyer to prefer the product of one seller to the product of another seller. Asikho nje isidingo sokuthi athi umuntu angizukuthenga kule seller, ngiyothenga kule, because i product yabo it is exactly the same. Also, any characteristic engicela siyibuke in this market is the way it is so easy to enter. The entry is easy and the exit is also easy. There are low barriers to entry in this market. into this perfect market. Nothing can stop new product producers from entering. Products are identical, no set, no high setup cost. Into yenza ukuthi kube nzima ukungena kwi market are the cost. Kufike kube ama barriers abekiwe ukuthi ukuze ukwazi ukungena kule market. Nazi izinto ekufanele ene uzenze. Those are the barriers. Ebese kuzothi ukuze ukwazi ukusurvive kule market, i setup yakhona ivele ibe so costly ubonthi I'm not going to be able to enter this market as a seller. So that is why I'm saying it is easy in this market, it's easy to enter, it's also easy to exit this market.
Shuthe ngamanye amazwi uthi ke ama laws akhona, they are relaxed.
Very relaxed.
The capital you need a very little amount of capital.
It's a that is why we are using that the concept of no high setup cost. It's very easy to enter this market. Okay. Now, another characteristic that you have to come closer, sizoyibuka, sellers are the price takers. Way. Angithi uyakhumbula ke mfundi ukuthi when you were taught the law of supply, you'll know very well ukuthi the sellers always say the higher the price, the higher the quantity will be supplied. Ngokwama sellers, they will always opt to produce more and sell more if prices are high. But now in this instance, they are not the price makers, but they are the price takers, because the price in this market is determined by the force of demand and supply in this particular market. So producers cannot charge high prices, as this will result in them losing market share to the other producers. Remember, there are many producers.
Okay.
In this market, there are many sellers in this market. So when as a seller you want to be expensive, you will lose customers. Because you cannot go that route. You cannot take that route.
Ngamanye amazwi, there is no single buyer or the seller that can influence our prices.
No.
Influence our prices.
Prices is influenced by the market force.
That is demand and supply.
Demand and supply in this market. Also, another characteristic will be there is no collusion. Where buyers and sellers, they act independently from one another. Akukho ukuthi bahlale manje bayisigungwana bavumelane ukuthi na into esoyenza. They cannot do that in this particular market, because mobility, there is an information flowing is perfect. Ingakho sithi information is perfect in this market, whereby we are saying this means all participants, being buyers and sellers, have complete and correct information about market condition. Hence, it is not easy for anyone to collude in this market. So there is no collusion in this market. Okay. Also, in this market, any characteristic is that there is a mobility of the factors of production.
Yes.
You see, factors of production such as labor, capital, and entrepreneurship can easily move from one geographical area to the next, and from one industry to the next.
Okay.
If you want to take this mhlambe uyifake emqondweni wakho, ngithi bathu bami asambeni sivakashele a workshop. Uyabona moya la ngase bridging. Angithi ufika kukhona ama stalls.
Yes.
And then, but masekuyintambama, after 5, they fall to the tent. The labor moves. Entrepreneur moves. A tent was used as one of the factors of production. It can be folded and it can move. A labor, being a person who was busy selling this Burevors roll, is now moving. Entrepreneurship is also moving from this geographical area. So when umangabe nene uhamba uyodlula in the same spot ngo 6:30 ngo 7, it is clean
akusekho
loot, because all factors of production have moved.
Okay. Ngamanye amazwi okushuthi ke even the laborers, they can move from one place to another place.
That is why
ngithola job opportunity e Gauteng mhlawumbe, it's easy for me to move from Lokuza KZN to Gauteng.
That is why we are saying these all factors of production, they are easily movable on their geographical area. So that's another characteristic of a perfect market. The firm under a perfect competition can make normal or a super normal profit in a short run, or even loss in a short run. But they can only make a normal profit or a loss in a long run.
Okushita kwi short run senza an economic profit and economic loss.
Yes.
Bese kuthi ke kwi long run bambam fund kwi long run senza inike it's a normal profit.
Right. Now mina ke okwam ebengifuna ukwenza ngale mzuzu yam ebenginikiwe ukuthi ngigcizelele ukuthi iyini perfect market.
Ngizwa kahle.
Emese ngiyagcizelela ukuthi uyibona ngani ama characteristics a perfect market. So briefly, we are saying the large number of buyers and sellers in this market, products are homogeneous in this market, there is an easy entry and exit in this market, sellers are price takers in this market, there is no collusion in this market, mobility of the factors of production is found in this market, information is perfect in this market. The firm under a perfect competition can make a normal or a super normal profit in a short run. But in a long run, they can only make a normal profit or a loss. So again, ngimekela.
Akuzwe le yami, ngiyayithanda le. Ithi ke all participants must have a perfect knowledge of the market condition. Kusho ukuthini lokhu na? Kusho ukuthi ke kwi-perfect market, sinolwazi lonke selidinga singena sazi ngani ke ngempahla. Kuyasiza-ke lokho ke why that is the case now, because all buyers and sellers must be fully aware of what is happening in any part of the market. Yini esizayo na? That is the technology. Sama singena la uButsipho bekhuluma nge-fourth industrial revolution, la khona ke i-technology have take over njengamanje. Okunye sikutholayo okusho ukuthi ke le technology ke has an increase kwi competition as information is easily obtained via i-internet. So lama gadget esiwaphathayo nabo abantwana abawaphathayo information eningi bayithola through ini ke i-internet. Kanjalo ke nala into eyenza ukuthi ke sazi yonke into ngani ke ngemarket noma ke ngecondition ekhona in a market situation, it's because of this bani ke i-technology.
Phela angithi ke uzokhumbula ke nene ukuthi uma ngabe sifuna ukuyisimplifya lento ye-market, ngiyayithanda ke le information nama gadgets. It's perfect. Iyenza ukuthi lo mqondo owushoyo usondeze lento esidila nayo ibe seduze. In a sense that uma umntwana uma efuna ukucabanga i-market uzothi enene kumbe this perfect knowledge of information bebezobe beyithole kanjani both buyers and sellers. Usuyenze yalula nje ukuthi we've got gadgets. So it's easy to share i-information. Uyabona ke. So kwenza impilo ibe lula kule market situation. Yonke into iya flow, information is flowing easily. So kwenza ukuthi angabi bikho umuntu ozo sale negap. But into ebalekile ngalolu hlobo le market, awukuhazi ungena kuyona ufuna ukugaina wena as an individual buyer or wena as an individual seller. Kuyaphoqa ukuthi market force of demand and supply exist so that impilo iphile ngale ndlela edetermine this condition ye market, which whereby we are saying a market is a place where buyers and sellers meet to exchange information as well as buy and sell goods and services. But ithi they need to meet ukuthi bamitha hlobo luni using which way, but in reality ithi buyers and sellers they need to meet in this market.
Ngizwa kahle. Shuthi ngivumele mangithi ke ngithi la there's a free competition.
Yes.
Bamba mfundi, there's a free competition. Kusho ukuthini lokho na? Kusho ukuthi ke ama buyers must be free to buy whatever they want from any firm. Okushuthi ayikho into ebavimba njengoba ushilo ukuthi there are many buyers and many bani ke sellers. Okusho ukuthi ke any characteristic engamele ukuthi ke ingene efficient of transport and communication. Ngoba phela njoba ke i-demand othe isinyukile ne supply futhi ke inyuka futhi because ilokhuza ama market forces wona adetermine ama prices khona lapha ke emarket. Okusho ukuthi ke i-transport must be efficient no communication must be efficient ukuze sikwazi ukuthi impahla siyise through i-transport mode lesinayo la edingakala khona. ne communication ukuze abantu ke bekwazi ukwazi ngempahla abanjani ke abayidinga nempahla esifikile emakethe. No ngikuza kahle esiswami lana.
Asambe ke lungelo iyahlupa lento yamagama. Kulungile ke nene.
Yes.
Asambe ke manje. I want us to go and interrogate the individual firm and then we look at the industry.
Ake ngikwenze lokhu ke zingane zami kube lula, ngiyazi basezosifundisa ke othisha. Uma singena ke kwi perfect market kunohlobo lezimakethe lama business esinalo siwahlolisa ukuthi ke khona an industry bamba, we've got an industry an individual business. Ake ngiyithone down lento ke engisho. An industry an individual business. Ushilo umem la ukuthi ke an industry is characterized by freedom of entry and exit. Ngamanye amazwi uma i-industry ibona an opportunity yokuthi ke they can maximize the moment, they can maximize ama profits, they can enter a market. Uma sasebengenile khumbula bazongena bebe baningi because they are enjoying ama profits azoba khona. Bese bebe baningi phakathi. Okushutheka lapho ke iprofits izoqala iphundleka kancane njengamanje. Uma iprofit isiphundlekile lokho kwanda bebe baningi iyanda nempahla baningi futhi ke iprofit iyahla futhi bese begcina sebenza ini ke yalo sikhathi ke singathola ukuthi ke emakethe ama industries ama sites ukuthi ke no njengamanje angisenze an economic profit. I say ke profit eningi engiyenzayo sekukhona i loss enye ekhona and then they will decide to leave the market. Ngiyakho sithi ke there is a freedom of entry ne freedom of banana of exit. Lokhu kusho ukuthi ke any new business ushilo mem or the company may enter the market kwi industry. Uzizwakala kahle ke le ndaba yami. Let us compare the soft drink manufacturer and the tomato farm. Being a soft drink manufacturer an industry example yam it's a soft drink manufacturer. Angifuni ukusho ke igama la ziziningi izinhlobo zama soft drink esibenza khuluma ngenxa yokuthi ke semsakazweni la azivumelekile ukusebenzisa ke amagama enkampani ezingagokhanga kanye nani ke ne tomato bani ke farm. So if a soft drink manufacturer controls a large part of the market for the soft drink in South Africa, siyazi ukuthi ke yipi i soft drink manufacturer edominatile e South Africa. So bayakwazi ukuthi ke be control a large part of the country. Lokhu bakwenza kanjani na? Ngokuthi ke they can increase ama price abo ngenxa yokuthi ke normally what they do, they just increase it demand yabo kunyuke nani ke ne supply. So yabona ke kodwa ke imisinyuka i supply ushilo mem ukuthi ke khona i law of supply and demand. If it demand inyuka what will happen to i price will increase. But if we've got an excess supply of goods and services, normally ithi ke i law ama price ajwayele ukuthi ke ehle. Ingakho umuntu uyangena kwesinye isikhathi ku December uthola ke o 2 liter about 2 ku 20. Uyabona ukuthi ke kunyuke i supply la. Kodwa ke i price njalo ke iyehla lapho. Kodwa ke lokhu ke sikubuka kwenzeka ke phina kwenzeka kuma soft drink manufacturers. Okusho ukuthi ke uthisha into ayishoyo. It may influence the price of the cold drink by increasing or decreasing the supply on the market. Ngamanye amazwi i price yala kwi industry iyotholakala through i demand kanye nani ke ne supply. Lento esiyibiza ngani ke ngama market forces. That's how they will get ama prices up. Lahlana khona ke i demand kanye ke ne supply, a point whereby i demand and the supply they will meet. Kuzobe sekufomeka ini na into esiyibiza nge equilibrium point ezobe sisinika i equilibrium bani ke price kanye ne equilibrium bani ke quantity. Lokho kwenzeka kephi na? Kwenzeka only kuma industries. Ngicathi ngisahamba kahle ma'am?
Yes, usahamba kahle. Yes. Kodwa uhamba kahle kakhulu.
Yes.
Engifisa ukusondeza, ngikusondeze kubona. Angithi phela mina ngiyongiba umama.
Yes.
uthi use uyayichaza into ama industries which is perfect. Yes. Ngifisa siye kwi firm.
Yes.
Ngifisa siye kwi individual firm.
Yes.
Be it soft drinks, be it tomatoes. Let's just take an individual firm, yes, soft drink.
Yes.
It's just an individual firm. Should the school man a firm engine?
Yes.
I see business come, I see Tijakota, if firm engine, Ayotta, Ingakosi Bizawuti, it's an individual firm. What's that to say? A demand and supply equilibrium, a price interaction whereby demand and supply meet, they are at an equilibrium point. That will take place with industry. But in industry, so we cluster of these firms. It consists of all firms that produce the same product. Out is the it's always the sum of output of its individual firms, which means if firm here by order, it be individual. But our industry is made up of all these firms coming together for the production of this particular product. So, what is an individual firm?
Yes.
What is an industry?
Yes.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's an industry.
Then masake singena manje kwi individual farm and jam. Let's sugar umemwe nje manje. An individual say they are manufacturing or they are producing ngoba ama farmers law a tomato mhlawumbe. Laba ke it will be hard for them to increase i demand yabo.
Yes.
And decrease inike i supply yabo. They want to influence ama prices of goods and services. There's a strong reason for that. A reason for that, when you look at ama individual farmers, there are quite the number of individual farmers. I will beg and ama farmers that are producing the tomato. When it comes to ama industries, because of isn't okay, a corner, they can control the price but through our market forces of demand and money and supply. Can't get good kuni, kulaba, gang or good together. There are thousands and thousands of tomato banige farmers. So which means, woman, you bigger it demanding a new best new in again, a price. Yaushi wuteng utamatis la, yotenga gwenye inda. Gwenzwa in lokona because baningi ama individual farmers that will give me the very simple. And it's a very good example of the perfect market because when you look at a tomato, I tomato no mutamatis, no mama fruits, no mama veggies, ngeke ulithole i-apule li blue, ngeke ulithole i-apule mhlawumbe.